You spent 30 minutes bedazzling a butt cheek to get a trophy.
If I gotta bedazzle a whole outfit, I'm gonna make it look sweet to the best of my ability. I'm a creative dude, so I'm make it look sweet. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let go.
Trophy hoarder show, but you won't get bored. Honestly, I can't believe we made it past episode 4. But with the help of everybody at PG, Tynosaurus Rex, Study D. Oh my god, we done killed Tricky. We some bastards, we some bastards. Cool, we just being nuts, no fuss. He be back in the past, first class. And again, let me think about it. Meanwhile, thanks to the crowd, but listen to the show, yo, we still on top. Let me kill a long way. Well, kind of soda, let's just say the SG paved the way. SG paved the way.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. This is episode 71. I am your host, Tricky Mick. Alongside with me, Donnie.
I'm the best. I'm the best. I'm the best. What's going on, people?
All right, also with us, not hosting this week, Alex.
You know, as much as I like hosting, this thing where I could just kind of sit here and just derail conversation, you know, it's pretty good not to have a whole lot of responsibility.
Yeah. All right. And this week we have not one, but two special guests with us. First, he needs no introduction. If you've listened to the Blue Show on Big Red Barrel, you know him as Pac-Man Polar Bear.
What's going on, everybody? I'm just taking some time out from killing noobs in Starhawk because I found out how to strafe people with the Starhawk. And they're just like, man, that's just not fair, but it's awesome because I never could do it in Warhawk, and now I can do it in Starhawk, and people hate me, and it's great.
All's fair and love in video games.
Strafing!
And plus, Starhawk doesn't give a shit, right?
Starhawk does not give a shit.
And also with us, NM Rain.
NM is in New Mexico. Oh. Yeah, that's me. NM Rain. You probably haven't heard my voice yet because the only other thing I've been on is Gamer Introduced, episode number 9, which hasn't been released yet, but so I guess this will probably be released before then, huh?
Yes. So.
Ooh, so this is my debut. This is the official cherry popping.
So technically, yeah. You recorded with them earlier, but people are going to hear your voice first on our show.
On the Trophy Horse podcast, indeed.
I think that means we win everything, correct?
Yeah, just checking.
You guys are the winners.
It's in our contract that we get everybody first, no matter what you do before this show, we still get you first.
Yeah, well, we had to renegotiate that contract after you, Donnie, because everybody wanted to go last.
We get everyone first. Sounds like Pimp 101.
Well, you know, I am the pimp, so you know, I got to keep my whores in check.
Is that a reference to me and Donnie?
Well, if I'm the pimp, what does that make you?
We can't all be pimps.
I don't like to be treated with such disrespect.
Wait, pimping ain't easy. Just remember that.
What is I disagree.
You got me and Donnie as your hoes.
And top dollar. Effort.
Listen, you're not hoes, you're whores. You're high-class hoes.
As long as you add high-class in there, I guess I can accept it.
All right. Now, before we go into what we're playing, I have a question for you guys, because I had a little bit of a dilemma today. There is a show on TV that's been on for eight seasons, and I have not missed one episode. The series finale was, as you listened to the show, a week ago. Of course, I'm talking about House. I find myself finding it hard to watch the final episode because I feel like once I watch the final episode, the show is done.
You're going to watch the show in like 2-second increments and make it go out, like, last for, like, 3 years?
Well, my question is to you, have you guys ever not watched a series finale just to prolong the show and feel like, okay, the show's not ended until I've seen the last episode?
Yeah.
I mean, no. See, the way that I look at that, like, I've never done that because you're not delaying anything, you're just not moving on.
Yeah.
We don't have a condition, and Tricky, but
you're increasing the chances somebody's gonna spoil that shit for you, so you might as well watch it.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. I'm with you on that. I always like change. Like I delayed watching the season finale of The Shield for like 2.5 months.
Oh, I love that show.
Watched it.
You shouldn't have did that. Yeah. And now you're not gonna never find out that House dies.
Donnie, if you spoil it for me, I swear to God, I'm coming through this internet. But Pac-Man, yeah, I love The Shield. I watch that show every single episode, And I was kind of let down by their series finale.
I thought it was good, but I really didn't want that show to end.
No. And I was very upset when they canceled the Chicago Code after one season.
Yeah, that chick was hot, too. She was in Flashdance. Hotness.
Oh, I love that show. But the Chicago Code's now on Netflix, so you can watch the whole series on Netflix now.
You know, one thing I never got about House, so that I never watched House, but I always saw in the commercials, it seems like every commercial, their kind of big hype for the show was, this is the most amazing thing or the most crazy thing you'll ever see on this show. And it's like, after some point where you have, like, you know, people show up and it's aliens or something like that, like, how much crazier can you get? Can you really pump it up every single episode?
Well, see, that's the thing with House, is like, every episode got better. It was a new way of him messing with Wilson, or a new way to solve the case. The show got better and better and better. And when I watched the last, not the very last episode, but the last episode I watched, I was hooked, and I could not wait to watch the series finale. But now I have a DVR, and I went to watch it today, and I couldn't hit that play button because I was like, I don't want the show to end.
Yeah, just go back and watch the episode where Cuddy strips.
Oh, that was a great episode.
No, but I mean, you're going to have to watch it, because like I said, I mean, the longer you wait, the better chance somebody's going to spoil it for you. At least you get to see it with your own eyes before you hear about it.
Yeah, it's true. All right, so let's... What's Donnie whispering? If you're whispering House dies, I'm going to kill you.
I have no idea. I don't know why.
I think you said Hugh Laurie's an alien.
That's tricky.
Yes, sir.
Go watch the show. Go.
All right.
Go.
I'm going to watch the show before the show gets released. So I have, what, 3 days, 4 days?
Yeah, because you know somebody's going to ruin it for you now that it gets posted.
I can just picture Tricky sitting there with the remote in his hand, just shaking, like fighting it, saying, like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. Oh, my God. What's the self help?
I'm going to watch it. You're going to watch it. Dang it, Donnie, he did die.
Oh, Donnie, I will drive to Detroit, and I will take you out to 8 Mile, and I'll show you the real hard streets of Detroit.
8 Mile, oh my God.
That is the least threatening threat I think I've ever heard. You might as well just say, I'm going to beat you with a stuffed teddy bear.
Eminem doesn't make that street hardcore, okay?
Right.
Who said anything about Eminem?
Cause that's the only thing that people outside of Detroit know is 8 Mile.
I only know 8 Mile because of the movie.
Cause you've seen exactly everybody outside of Detroit. That's all they know is 8 Mile. 8 Mile this because Eminem. Okay, the street is not what people make it out to be in that movie.
Well, it's like people making New York City out to be this big tough place.
But that's what it is. It's crap. That's what it. No. Trophy count.
All right, let's move on. Let's do our updated trophy count. I should be exact same as last week because I kept my promise. I did not sink my trophies. So I am level 21 with a trophy count of 38, 34, and still 29 plats. Donnie, what are you looking at?
Looking at episode... dang.
Episode 71.
Looking at trophy count of 3, 5... 97, level still 20, plat still 46. Heartbreaking.
Still 46.
Yeah. Damn.
How's Vanquish going there, buddy?
I put that on hold for the next, like, few weeks.
No, I got
awesome.
I got a question. Well, that brings me to a question for Pac-Man. I know, Pac-Man, you were a big fan of Bayonetta, and I'm assuming that you just showed that you were a really big fan of Vanquish. Did you ever get the platinum for that, or did you play the tactical challenges or anything?
I got into the tactical challenges, but I never got the plat, but I'm sitting at like 85 or 90% completion, like pretty close on Vanquish. I just, you know, once you get to the final run of those challenges, they're pretty, you can't put that game down and pick it up again because your reflexes need to be, you know, bang on. It's like playing Ninja Gaiden back in the day at the
Hunt setting. Reflexes, yes.
What you need is like three other people. You need four player co-op in those things.
Oh my goodness, man. Yes, that tactical challenge. Okay, this is what I found out with tactical challenges. The first one, you can pretty much get by as long as you take out that first wave real quick. It's pretty much easy. The second one is hard. The third one, it'll take some time. But you can get past it. The fourth one is hard as heck. The fifth one, some more time, but it's, you can pretty much get past it. Now, the sixth one, the one you unlock after you beat five of them, that one is like some, oh my goodness. Like, your reflexes got to be on point. Yeah, and I got a feeling when I go back to it, my reflex is going to be crappy in that game.
Yeah, it's merciless, you know? Like, when I stopped playing it and went to pick it up again and finally get the plot for that, I just couldn't invest the time to re-get good at that game.
One thing I remember about after that game came out is there were people who were complaining that it was too hard and they wanted Platinum to release a patch to make it easier.
Oh, a bunch of pussies.
Man. Yeah, I can see that.
Donnie was one of those people.
I can see. I kind of want that right now, but I'm so close to beating that fifth round in the last stage is that I don't even want it. Like, this right here would really prove that it'll wipe all tricky plats out. Like, it doesn't even matter what kind of plats tricky get from now on. If he doesn't have the Vanquish, I don't really care what you got to say. That game is heck of hard.
But I mean, that game is hard because it was made well. It's not hard because it's cheap hard. You know what I mean? Like, the story and the graphics and whatever else, music is all kind of mediocre. But the gameplay is so tight. We're talking like, this is craziness. I was gonna make an illicit sexual reference, but you guys can just go from really tight.
I mean, if you beat that game, if you get the platinum in that, you should be proud of that. That's one you can hang your hat on and say, look what I did.
Yeah, I'm gonna. If I get that, I just might take a vacation.
I told you, Donnie. I'll do a special shout out. I'll do a special shout out for you if you do manage to get the platinum.
I'm trying, but I got to put it on hold right now because at least 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
He's getting crazy frustrated with it.
Yes, I'm afraid to go back to it too.
You're just gonna make it worse. I'm gonna tell you just like I told Tricky. You just need to go there and get it done. I was like, because the longer you wait, the harder it's gonna be.
And I do it's think like about off it. Hey,
no, I will tell you that taking a break back from a game actually does work because I was getting frustrated trying to beat Arkham Asylum on hard, and I took a week break, went back and beat it the first time through.
You sure it wasn't Puss in Boots, man? Because I learned that game. You come calling me, talking about that game, man, and it was like,
no, he Puss in
Boots. I don't play Puss in Boots, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Does Antonio Banderas actually do the voice for Puss in Boots?
Yes, he does.
In the game?
Yes.
Okay, I think this has more to do with an Antonio Banderas fetish than Trophy.
Oh, you called me out here, Pac-Man, huh?
Tricky, how many Antonio Banderas half-naked posters do you have in your room?
Obviously, it's too many to count, honestly.
To be fair, most of his Antonio Banderas' posters probably are him, like, semi-clothed anyway.
Your favorite one is a Desperado poster, isn't it?
Soy un hombre muy honrado que me gusta lo mejor. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, ay, mi amor.
Moving on. Pac-Man, what are your trophies looking at?
Now compared to you guys, I just don't. At least I'm not at the bottom, but level 14 still, 1,928 trophies, only 3 platinums. I could probably kick that platinum count up if I went back and played some games from the 80% markup, but I don't know if I'll ever get around to doing that. So I got 2 trophies worth being proud of, and one I'm not so proud of.
And which are they?
Killzone 2 is still a difficult trophy because there's no assist or anything at the end of the game. It's quite brutal.
Okay,
erratic fight.
Killzone 3, just because I enjoyed that game. You know, it's a decent platinum. And then the one I'm embarrassed about is Force Unleashed 2. You know, like, baby, I don't know what happened. It just happened.
Okay, okay. I'm trying to clean it. It went off.
Well, Pac-Man, have you been brave enough to play The Walking Dead?
You know, I haven't. I mean, the closest I've gotten to the horror genre is maybe, you know, Resistance 3. I tried a little of Metro.
Horror? And that?
I think Tricky sets that up wrong. It's not really a horror game. It's just one of those point and click adventure games based on the comic and the book and the movie series or the television series.
Man, You see, the thing is, I know the show's good because I've watched little bits of it, but I watch the show like this. I watch, and then a zombie comes on the screen, and I turn the sound off and look away, and then I wait for the zombie to be gone, and then I watch as they react to what happens.
That's a girl move, man.
You know, that's like back in the day when they had the Up All Night on USA, and they play all them skin flicks, but they cut out all the nudity. That's basically what you're doing there. You're cutting out all the good parts.
Man, I'm not scared of much of anything. You know, a bull could be chasing after me, a bear, you know, that ain't no thing. But zombies, I don't know what it is about zombies, man. Just like, you know, you see a chick freak out over spiders, I freak out like that over zombies. Every
a chick freak out over spiders, huh?
Here it
Seriously,
comes.
What's that? 28 weeks later?
Yeah.
Honestly, I watched 28 Days Later, and that didn't really freak me out until the latter half of the movie, I guess, when they're on that mansion and they're all getting chased. But 28 Weeks Later was just a bad movie, you know. So, I couldn't watch through 28 Weeks Later because it does start off much more like a zombie apocalypse-y type movie versus 28 Days Later. I didn't even know what I was watching until that chick saw that dude get cut and then she just hacked him to bits. I was like, holy God, what is this movie about?
It's like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah, because like one minute he's like, I woke up in a hospital and there's this chick and there's this other dude and this dude gets bitten and then she just freaks out and hacks him to bits because he got infected. I'm like, holy God.
All right, well, going back, the reason I asked you if you're playing The Walking Dead, because The Walking Dead, if you get all 5 episodes and you play it to completion, it's an easy plat just for playing the game. There's no out-of-the-way trophies. So I figured if you were brave enough to play it, it's another plat for you.
I ain't brave.
All right. And, Raid, what's your trophy count looking like?
I am the lowest in level. I'm a level 13. I'm the lowest in trophy count. I got 1,154 trophies, but I am not the lowest in platinum count because I have 10 platinums.
All right. And any of those 10 plats, shameful plats?
No, I can honestly say every single one of my platinums I am proud of. I have none of them that I'd hide away, tuck underneath the mattress. They're all
no Hannah Montana, no Terminator.
No, none of them. Probably the easiest ones I got are the ones that are, on the verge are the Sly Cooper trilogy. I got the platinum and all of that, but I mean those are good games.
There's nothing wrong with the Sly Cooper.
No, nothing at all.
Yeah, those are the only ones that I got.
You got any really tough ones? Like, do you have like Demon Souls?
No, probably the toughest one I got Fallout 3. That one was pretty tough. Trying to think of which other ones I got. I got all the first two God of Wars. I mean, they're all pretty easy, I guess. None of them that were like brutal.
That's because you haven't played God Mode, or have you?
What do you mean?
Have you played God Mode or Titan Mode for the God of Wars?
Oh, no, I haven't played God of War 3 yet. It's just the first two of the God of War collection. I got the platinum in each of those.
Well, I don't know.
I did what I needed to do to get the platinums. I didn't require it. That's what I did.
All right, Alex, did we do your trophy count?
No, we didn't, Tricky. Thanks for asking.
Alex, what are your trophies looking at?
They're the exact same as last week.
You have not played the game this week at all?
I've played a little Pixel Junk Monsters, but I haven't been gaming much. I haven't been a very good trophy whore this week. I need to be admonished. Someone tell me I'm bad.
Cue Candace right
bad
here.
Boy.
Right? Candace, he needs to spank it.
All right, let's move on to what we're playing. Alex, I'll start with you since you haven't been playing anything. What have you been playing other than Pixel Junk? Anything?
No, pretty much just Pixel Junk, and I've found out that I'm not really that good at that game. Like, I'm not... I don't know what's wrong with me. I just... Besides Plants vs. Zombies, I've never been big into tower defense games, but for some reason, like, I bought Pixel Junk Monsters when it was, on sale on the PSN, $1. You know, what's that? So, I've been playing that a little bit, and even on the easy levels, like, most of the little guys that I'm trying to protect are dying. Does anyone have any tips for me in that game? Like, is there any, like, secret that I need to know, or am I just terrible?
Put it down.
Yeah, put it down and start playing Journey.
I do need to play Journey. Like, thank you for reminding me of that, because that is something I've been wanting to play, and it's just I've been putting it off for some reason. I think I've just, been kind of absent-minded about it, but I do need to play Journey.
That's
what I'll do this week. I will play Journey.
All right.
Journey's awesome. You can use that to, like, hypnotize people.
But, and I will say that I did get the Metal Gear Solid HD collection, but I would have played that, except I'm waiting on Tricky.
It's in the mail, buddy.
To send me the original... Metal Gear Solid, because apparently, if you've listened to previous episodes, then you know that Donnie and Tricky will not let me play the Metal Gear Solid HD collection before I play MGS.
Absolutely not. You cannot play 2 and 3 before you play the first one.
Right, you're breaking the code, man.
What about Peace Walker? Can I play Peace Walker first?
You have to play Peace Walker after you play 4.
You haven't even played 4 yet?
No, I haven't played any Metal Gear Solid game. That's why I got the collection.
Okay. If you want to kind of technically sum it up, I guess.
Don't even go there.
You can go with Peace Walker.
No, you 3. Cannot.
No, you can't go with 3 Peace Walker. 1, 2.
No, not 4. Going timeline. You have to go game wise. Because that's how you get the impact at the end of 4.
The same effect everybody got.
If you do not play the 1, 2, 3 before you play 4, the end of 4 will not have the same impact.
True that. So, yes, you can't play it.
So, yeah. What he said.
All right. Yeah. So, Donnie, since you like playing your games out of order, what have you been playing?
All right, I've been playing Max Payne 3, and pretty cool. It's straight up typical Max Payne. They stuck to the roots with this, so I like that. And targeting and movement is somewhat kind of whack, but still Max Payne. And you're about to call me a tricky, but I love the movies, so I thought I'd give it a try, which is Men in Black.
Oh my God! Now
their new Men in Black came out. Wait, is there a new Men in Black game out?
Hold on a second. You were just giving me shit about playing kiddie games, and then you go play Men in Black.
This is not a kiddie game.
Justified it by saying I like the movie.
It's not a kiddie game, but it's whack as heck though. And it's kind of hard for me to put down a game once I started, but this junk is whack as heck. I mean, it's extremely whack, man. But I can't put it down because it's Men in Black. I'm curious of where it's going. I kind of want to see where it takes me. Yes, I like the movies. And if a movie, I know the movie game franchise is like extremely whack. It's like extremely, extremely rare when you get a good movie game. But if I like the movie franchise, I'll be willing to give the game at least a try, and I love the
movie. So what you're saying, Donnie, is that you're a sucker?
Yeah, I'm a sucker.
Now, here's a question I just thought of. They never came out with an Avengers video game, did they?
I believe the license was with THQ, and they were going through their financial trouble, so they had to sell it off, I think.
But what's happening is we're getting a Marvel. It's called Marvel Heroes, and it's a free-to-play browser game. Yay!
No, but this is why I kind of wouldn't want to play the Avengers game, because the only thing I could see them coming out with is the same thing they did with that Marvel Alliance and that Fantastic Four, that same kind of gameplay with it.
No.
Do not use Ultimate Alliance and Fantastic Four in the same sentence.
I'm just saying that same type of gameplay, the same camera view as far as you putting 4 players on the screen and overhead.
We're going to move on.
Ultimate Alliance would be good. Fantastic Four would be shit.
I wouldn't say so.
They cannot make another Fantastic Four movie because now that Chris Evans has been Captain America, he cannot go back to being the Human Torch.
Well, they can always just reboot the entire thing and cast new people.
Well, I think that's what they're going to do, actually.
Don't reboot anything. Just come out with sequels from here on out.
All right, let's move on. Pac-Man, what have you been playing?
I get distracted easy, so I've been playing lots of stuff. But I'll limit myself to just PlayStation. But I got Starhawk, so I've been playing that like crazy. And, of course, I got PlayStation Plus, so I got the Castlevanias for free. So I've been rocking those, the PlayStation Classics. But basically, you know, on my PS3, it took so long for me to finally get around to getting Starhawk because I had it for like a week before I had time to play it. Now that I'm playing it, you know, I rock through the single player campaign, I think in 2 sit downs, basically. And now I'm just going online and relearning how to do everything. And that game is, you know, I don't give a fuck what the reviews say. You know, like Metacritic is really useful if you want to use it as a benchmark, but it has really fucked up people's perception of what games are good and what games are bad. And I think, you know, if we're going to talk about Starhawk, I mean, for me, some people disagree, but if you liked Warhawk, I just don't get why you don't like Starhawk. I just don't get it.
Right. So besides Starhawk and, you know, a couple other games, that's all you've been playing?
Oh man, you want to talk on the PC? I've been playing like all these like art. I went back and basically pulled out every RTS game I own. And I've been playing through all those.
How about that Marvel Facebook game?
We ain't gonna talk about that.
All right.
I will block this section out of the podcast out of my mind if we start talking about that.
That's a good point and click adventure there.
It's like chess with Hulk.
Yes. And I will say The Avengers was the best Hulk movie. But
that, yeah, definitely.
That being definitely. Said, Rain, what have you been playing?
Well, I just finished up school for the semester, so before that I didn't have a whole lot of time to play many games, maybe pick up some Marvel Pinball or something here and there. The last couple weeks I played and beat Ace Combat Assault Horizons. I enjoyed it very much. Picked up my Vita again after a spell. I'd been playing my 3DS for a while and neglected my Vita, but
blasphemy.
I know. And that was funny, too, because we tweeted it the other day. I saw that Escape Plan had an update, and I was ecstatic about that because they changed it so that to get the stars on each of the little levels, used to be they count your gestures, and with the damn Vita, I'd always hit the screen or, you know, miss things on the back touchpad, and it was so frustrating. So they changed it so that the only thing that works for the stars is the time. So I was, like, crazy excited. I tweeted about it, and Tricky's like, that was a long time ago. I'm like, man, you gotta bust my balls.
That was like, a month and a half ago?
I don't know. Like I said, I downloaded it yesterday.
All right. So how are you liking Escape Plan? Because I'm playing it, and I'm not finding it too exciting, but it's a good game. It's just not something you're going to sit back and play for a couple hours nonstop.
But I think that's the idea about it. I like it. You know, I'll pick it up and play two or three levels and then set it down and come back to it a few hours later. I mean, it's not something that I'm going to sit in front of for 2-3 hours, not at all. But I think that's the way – I think that's the appeal of it.
All right. Well, we haven't even gotten to our topics yet, gentlemen. So
that's the way we do around here.
That's how we roll.
So let's get on to our first topic. Our first topic is the new Sly Cooper 4 Thieves in Time will be coming on the Vita day and date with the PS3 version. And this game is going to be compatible with the PS3 version. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, well, right. the really cool thing about this news, they mentioned that Carmelita Fox was going to be playable. She's one of the main characters from the Sly series. But the really cool thing about this is, that, like Tricky said, it's going to be compatible with the PS3 version. So what that means is you can play the PS3 version at home and then have your save file and then continue the game on your play and pick up where you left off on the Vita if you've got to go somewhere.
So now, is all the trophies together, the two? Are the trophy lists the one?
Well, see, I was gonna say something about this, and being that, you know, this is gonna be weird coming from a trophy whore, but yes, if you get the trophy on the Vita version, when you launch the PS3 version, the trophy's automatically gonna pop. And I don't necessarily agree with that. Because now you're getting two trophies for accomplishing one task.
Wait a minute. Two trophies though?
How are you getting two trophies?
Okay, let's for argument's sake, let's say there's a gold trophy for beating the game. You play the game nonstop. Don't ever touch the PS3 version of the game. You play the game nonstop on the Vita. You beat the game. When you finally launch it on the PS3, all the trophies that you earned on the Vita automatically pop on the PS3 version.
Do you think it's going to count them twice?
Okay. Yes, so how about it counted twice?
Because you're getting a Vita trophy and you're getting a PS3 trophy. You're getting two trophies.
I thought they said the Vita trophies are the same thing as the Station 3 trophies.
It's the same list, but two different lists. It's the same thing with MLB The Show. You get the trophies on the Vita. When you launch the PS3 version, you get the same trophies.
Oh, that's a con to people trophy levels. Why are they doing that?
That's what I'm saying. And it's going to sound weird coming from a trophy whore because, as everybody knows, I love getting trophies. But I think that's a little bit of a bullshit because why should you get two trophies for accomplishing the same task?
It don't sound weird to me because I like honor. I like about an honor code, man. I don't want to get my level up like that.
Yeah, that seems kind of shady, I guess, or not 100%.
Well, it's got to be a concession they made for the cross-platform, you know, aspect of it all, right?
Why not just make one list and be able to unlock it you know, on the Vita or the PS3. Why not make the...
So what you're asking, Tricky, is you play in the PS3 version at home and you unlock trophies on that, and then you when you take your save file on the Vita, you've got trophies on that. So you basically have one list. It's just split between the two platforms. So on, say, the PS3, you might have 30% of the trophies. On the Vita, you might have 40% of the trophies time. Is that what you're asking?
No. What I'm saying is, okay, the way it is now, let's say, for argument's sake, Sly Cooper Thieves in Time has 50 trophies, and one of them being the Platinum. If I play the game nonstop on the PS3, get the Platinum, the second I turn on Thieves in Time on the Vita, I have 50 more trophies and another Platinum. So playing the same game where there was only 50 trophies in the game, I now have 100 trophies.
Damn!
Yeah, that doesn't seem right.
That's whack. That don't sound right at all. I don't even know what to say. That sounds
like someone done goofed.
Yeah,
that's well, they've done this on a couple games now. They've done, like I said, they did this on MLB The Show.
Yeah, but that's because it's a baseball game and baseball's whack.
And they also did it in MotorStorm RC.
Is that the remote control one?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did the same thing.
Okay, answer me this again. I know I'll be asking a lot of Vita questions, and they've probably been answered already. It's the same account that's on the station, right?
Yeah. Right.
So I don't understand that. Why is it split between the two systems, especially if they're compatible with one another? Well,
and see, this is also the thing. On the PS3, you cannot see my Vita trophies.
You can see the number,
but you can't see the trophies.
Right. Like when I eventually get my Platinum in Plants vs. Zombies, you're going to see that I have 30 Platinums. But if you look down at my list and you count all the Platinums on my list, you're only going to see 29 Platinums. You're not going to know what my 30th Platinum was.
Yeah, because the Vita games don't show up on the PS3 list.
But if you look at the trophy list on the Vita, I can see all your PS3 trophies and all your Vita trophies.
See, that's Big Brother right there, man. That is...
That's a conspiracy.
That's a conspiracy. I'll tell you, man, the patrons, man, behind everything.
Okay, well, I don't want to cut you guys short, but yeah, we were talking about the trophies, but... Let's get back to Thieves in Time. I know that I think everybody here has played the Sly Cooper games. Is everybody really hyped to play this game?
I absolutely love the Sly Cooper games. They were at the end of the PlayStation 2 era. I got really big into Sly Cooper and Ratchet, and everyone, you know, always lumps together Sly, Ratchet, and Jack. But if you give me an option of those three, I'm taking Sly Cooper every time because I just love the characters in Sly Cooper, and it's because I grew up with Crash Bandicoot was the thing that turned me on to PlayStation in the first place, and I grew up playing those anthropomorphic characters, so I don't know, maybe that's why I like it so much, but I absolutely love Sly Cooper. It's probably the game I'm most excited for this year. I'm more excited about it than I am Darksiders.
You should be. That was a good. I'm glad you had guts enough to come on the show and express how you stand up for what you believe in, man.
You know what? You know what, listeners? I'm gonna call Tricky out. I will be back next week.
Wow.
No, but I mean, what bad can you say about the Sly Cooper games?
Well,
I mean, really?
Exactly. What did you say about
anthropomorphic? Says it all.
I'm just saying he used big words on the show.
Yeah, I don't see why anybody who's played the first three and really enjoyed it, I don't see why you wouldn't be excited for this game. This game looks amazing.
Well, I gotta be honest. I never played any of the Sly Cooper games until the HD collection came out. I was never interested in the game. And then when I saw the HD trilogy was coming out, I said, you know what? I'm gonna pick it up. And yeah, I went through and I beat all three games. But I gotta tell you, once I was done with the third game, I was done with Sly Cooper. I didn't even go back and get the Platinum in the third game because it just didn't appeal to me anymore. I was like, all right, yeah, Sly is a good game, but I'm done with it.
You were lacking the nostalgia, that little nostalgia edge that sort of adds to the attraction of playing.
Well, I didn't have that though. I didn't play it before. I played it when the HD collection came out, and I enjoyed every bit of all three of the Platinums. I had no problems with it at all. And the only thing about this one, the new one, is not being done directly by Sucker Punch, right? It's being done by the studio that did the HD collections.
Yeah, it's Zanzaro Games.
Yeah. But I mean, I don't think that's going to be a hindrance, really.
I don't know. Have you seen any game? I've seen a lot of gameplay for this game, and it looks just like the old school Sly Cooper. it looked just like Sly Cooper, and the gameplay is just like it. I don't know what else to say. It's they stuck to the format all the way.
Well, I mean, if Sucker Punch isn't going to make another Sly Cooper game, who better to make it than Senzaru, who, you know, were the ones who went back and ported the three games over, prepared them for the PS3.
Let me ask you a question. I'm sorry, Pac-Man. I don't mean to cut you short, but can you really give Senzaru Games credit when all they did was port it over? I mean, they didn't make the games. You can't say, well, the trilogy was a success, so now Senzaru Games is a good company.
At the same time,
they had a new game functions mechanics to it.
No, at the same time though, they were the one they went through and they know what those games, since they had to go through and redo those games, they know how the flow of those games works. You know, they surely had to play them. So I mean, they know how those games work, and if they're in, you know, they're, it looks like to me they're trying to just recreate that same feel.
Yeah, like you want them to be doing it versus someone coming in fresh.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd rather have Sucker Punch making them.
Well, of course. If you couldn't have Sucker Punch, these guys are probably the next best step.
Yeah, I'm telling you, go to game trailers and look it up, man. It looks just like the old school gameplay with HD and this is the real HD, not the import HD. You can see the strains. You can see the strains.
It's not
of
that
whack
ass fake HD.
Yeah, you can see the strains of fur that's on him. I mean, it's great. And he got new.
You got a magnifying glass up to that screen, Donnie?
Nah, I got an HD screen. I'm looking at it too.
You can see the sweat on his nose.
Exactly. You see the moistness on his nose.
I think Donnie's got that eagle vision.
Maybe. I ain't seen none of that.
And before we move on, Dark Side, it sucked. Move on.
Oh.
You're going to make Tricky cry, man.
I'm not going to cry.
I'm just joking. Dark Side don't suck. Listen, it's just not what Tricky makes it out to be.
August 15th, I'm going to disappear for a good week. And by the time,
who doesn't like Zeldas? I mean Darksiders.
You better hope that platinum is made before that August 15th.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I'm gonna disappear August 15th, and I will not resurface until I have that platinum.
Yeah, we're gonna have to hold him to that now.
You know, my only beef with that series is they've done the two Ghoul Horsemen, but how are they gonna do the last two? Are they even gonna bother?
The question is, does anyone care about the other two horsemen?
Yeah, do we really want to play a game as Pestilence? Like, I don't think so. And what's the other one? Like, Wrath, or... I can't remember what the other horseman is.
I can't remember either. I'm drawing a blank right now.
They need to do... After this, they need to do a four-player co-op with all four characters.
No, hell no.
No, what they need to do is make it a free-to-play browser-based game with an iPhone app.
Yes.
Listen, the one thing that I'm looking forward to in Darksiders is they announced that as Death, you're not going to be able to block, so you have to dodge. And I think that's going to add.
I do like that. I got to admit, I did like a lot about the first one.
Okay, so what does a guy named Death have to do worrying about Death for? Just move out the way.
Just stand there.
Who's going to come for you? You're Death.
Either move or get out the way.
All right. Next thing we have is the PlayStation Vita is getting another port, and this time it's of Oddworld Stranger's Wrath. And it's scheduled to be released in late June. And it's going to come to the Vita also, like I said. And the Vita version is going to have little tweaks in the game to make it more natural for the handheld, including the ability to switch between third and first person views by simply double tapping on the touchscreen and using a pinch gesture to zoom.
That was mostly a first person game, wasn't it?
No, it was a third person game, like when you were just walking around as third person exploration, but when you were shooting, you could zoom into first person.
Yeah, but can I just say the history repeating itself again with these handheld systems? Because they coming out with the same imports from the same games that's been out for on the same system, and now but it's handheld, and they'll have no games available for it yet. Let's just import some stuff.
Well, but with the Vita, though, the thing is they haven't had any real games to show off the benefit of having that second analog stick. And I, outside of starting a brand new game and, you know, trying that route, I don't see a problem with them porting over a game that you know is going to be a good game that works well with the second analog stick just so they could get stuff out there and have it be useful.
I do. I'd rather for them, like, how about you come out with the freaking games, and then when you come out with the system, you'll be ready to go.
Hey, Donnie, why don't you not talk about the Vita until you actually get up the bread to buy one? Then you will have an informed opinion of it.
Oh, Darksiders suck.
That's rough.
But Burning Skies drops really soon, so that hopefully that'll show people what's what.
Fix that problem.
Okay, but can you drop it now or drop something now? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, it comes out in like a week. Not even.
Okay, with that. Okay, cool. But my whole point to this.
You're right. They need more games.
Yeah, come out with your own arsenal built for this system instead of importing stuff that's been out for the longest. You know, come out with your own thing instead of you rushing to get it out, put out there because the other market has already had theirs out there for how long or whatever. So you don't want to rush and put it out there so you can try to make some money. But you're not ready. Just come out with some games and then put your whole arsenal out there.
Let me ask you guys a question.
On the Vita?
Yeah, the Vita. This is another import, and we just talking about that. Didn't they just import some other stuff?
Oh yeah. So you're saying they should have not released the Vita. They should have waited until they had more games for it. Is what you're saying?
I say that about the Station 3 when it first came out. Only thing they had was Heavenly Sword. That's the only thing they had.
Heavenly Rain.
I'm all twisted up today. That's all they had was Heavenly Sword, and they only put it out. They still wasn't ready with the Station 3 to come out yet. Only reason they put it out there because bots had it out there a whole year, and they were like, "Man, we gotta find some way to catch back up to these guys instead of just coming out with the whole arsenal and then launch it."
Let me ask you guys a question. Do you think it's an issue of trying to support a home console and a handheld at the same time?
No.
Yep.
No. I think it comes down to, you know, one side of their plan being good and the other side of their plans being shit, and them sort of shooting themselves in the foot every time.
Well, here's a topic that came up last week, and Moonshiner mentioned it, and I want to ask Pac-Man about this. Do you think that Sony needs to drop support of the PSP completely and just move on to the Vita?
No, because
I have no Vita. I have a PSP.
Well, I mean, if you just look at the PSP numbers from the last fiscal year, and they're past the 20% profit rating. So I mean, they're still pulling in more than enough money to make PSP a worthy venture for them. You know what I mean?
The
problem is now is that right now the PSP is cannibalizing sales from PlayStation Vita, and that's a problem for Sony because the PSP and the PlayStation Vita aren't behaving the same way the PS2 and the PS3 behaved. Do you know what I mean?
But the PSP is cheaper, and that's why it's selling.
Well, not only that, but they're still releasing games for the PS, specifically in the big PSP markets like Japan. They're still releasing PSP only games that, you know, you can play on your PSV, but they have no PSV extras.
Because ain't nobody buying the Vita because it's
if they dropped a new Monster Hunter and a new Gran Turismo port for the PlayStation Vita, those two games alone would make the PlayStation Vita, you know, at least for the next 6 or 7 months, profitable, because those two games alone will sell systems like crack.
Now, you mentioned those two games. We also said this on last week's episode. What do you think about Call of Duty? Think Call of Duty is going to be a Vita seller?
I don't know if it'll push systems, but I think it'll definitely be a profitable venture, because people lose their goddamn minds with CCOD written somewhere. you just look at like the little mini Facebook apps that they've had, and you look at the number of people who have liked things, and people will just play it just because it has, even if they don't even like it, people will buy it just to say that they have that portion of the Call of Duty games. Like, I have every Call of Duty game, they'll just buy it just because. Like, it'll make money. I don't know if it'll be the system seller they want it to be. But it could be. I mean, all the if the PlayStation Vita has just one really solid, standout, well-rounded first-person shooter that uses two sticks, and no one else can do that. There are no handhelds. Like Nintendo isn't even fucking within miles of doing that. If they could do that, they could make some serious money. If you can push even like half, 25% of the shooter market, those players over to the PlayStation Vita, that's a lot of people. That's a lot of money.
Now, our next topic, which is another game that people seem to lose their minds over, the Uncharted series. Coming on June 26th, you're going to be able to download both Uncharted Drake's Fortune and Uncharted 2, among these, the Game of the Year edition, which, yes, does include all the DLC. And you're going to be able to get them for game downloads on the PSN. Sony has not announced a price, but judging by the Uncharted Greatest Hits Dual Pack, which was released earlier, which had both games, that was sold at $40. Now, gentlemen, do you think that we're going to get the games at $40, or do you think there might be a price discount, maybe even for PlayStation Plus subscribers?
Hasn't this been out in PSN already?
No.
For the longest?
No.
You sure?
The only Uncharted game ever released as a download was Golden Abyss, and that was for the Vita.
You know what? I could see them doing a PlayStation Plus discount, so like $35 for both. But otherwise, I think it's going to be $40 for both, $20 for each. I don't. You know, Sony it still hasn't learned. Like, just like, you know, Xbox hasn't. Most of the digital marketplaces besides Steam haven't learned that if you're going to be heavy on digital downloads, you got to drop your prices. You got to, or at least have sales that are actually good for games that people actually want to buy. Because the few times they've had good sales on the PSN, those games have sold well.
Now, do you think that maybe they're not discounting the prices of the digital forms, maybe because that's another way they're trying to recoup the money lost in used game sales?
No.
I mean, they're a company.
I don't think they're going to drop the price because they've made all their DLC for those games free.
If anything, dropping the price would cut into used game sales. People would be more inclined to download a brand new copy than to go to GameStop and pick up a used copy of the game.
Well, no, what I'm saying is all the used game sales that they lost on the first two games, do you think they're selling these at the $40 price point to recoup those losses that they lost when the games were first released? That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, the thing about Sony is they're a company, so they're always going to be trying to make as much money as they can. So they're going to sell something for what they think they can sell it to, you know, as many people for at first. And then if they need to, they'll just drop the price.
Yeah, and I don't think it's as much recouping losses as making extra money, because I mean those two games, even with used sales, I mean they still sold millions.
I mean, why do you think maybe the Uncharted 3 wasn't included in this? It's because they think they can still sell it in stores for a nice chunk of change.
No, they totally can.
And they they still got to come out with the Game of the Year edition.
Because that was Game of the Decade right there. I'm joking. Titanic is the joke. Don't hit me on Twitter later.
You know he's flipping around in bed right now.
When he's gonna listen to this and he's gonna be like, "What the fuck was he talking about?"
We just got on him about this.
Now I gotta ask: is there anybody here who hasn't played Uncharted 1 and 2?
I haven't played 2 yet. I just platinumed 1 probably 2 games ago.
So don't tell me you played 3.
I haven't played it, no, but I own 2. I haven't bought 3 yet because I haven't found it cheap enough. But I do own 2, and I intend to play it. I just haven't played it yet.
2's my favorite.
Yeah, 2 is my favorite of the series.
Yeah. I think it's going to still sell because a lot of people still playing online multiplayer on 2 than it is 3. Or at least I have seen it on my friend list. A lot more people playing 2 multiplayer than there is 3.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I thought it was crazy too. But then when I went on multiplayer on 3, I found, it's hard to get kills in 3 on multiplayer.
I mean, if you think about it, there are still people that are probably playing like Call of Duty World at War and Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare online. It's like you build up those characters, you build up your experience points and everything, and you get all the customizable clothes and whatever, and you just, it's like, hey, why move on? I've got all this stuff. I've got people who regularly play, so some people just decide to stick with something.
Yeah, I still got a nice chunk of people playing Modern Warfare 2.
I don't think there's enough games that do that anymore that people stick with for a long period of time. People switch games so fast.
Man, I got too much ADD. I need something new and popping.
I feel the same way with Mass's story. Like, the new game, I just need a new story to be told to me.
All right. Well, I don't know about a story, but I do have something that's new and popping. and that is Foosball 2012.
Oh, as if we're talking. We talked about this on the Blue Show I recorded yesterday. I can't. You know what? Half the people out there, I guarantee if you walk around on the street and ask kids under the age of 25 what foosball is, I guarantee you half of them will have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Foosball for the devil.
Yeah, they probably think you're talking about the water boy.
That is funny.
All right, well, going on Foosball 2012, it has been confirmed that you buy either the PS3 version or the Vita version, and you will get both of them. This is also going to support cross-platform play. You actually can be on a Vita playing somebody on the PS3 and vice versa. And your save will be automatically uploaded to the cloud, so as you stop playing on the Vita, you can then start on the PS3 version exactly where you left off.
See, here's what I'm gonna say about. Here's what I'm gonna say about this. It's just like a virtual pinball game, like on PSN. Why buy this game? Go get a foosball table, or go get a real pinball table. What?
Thank you.
I don't know. Marvel Pinball is pretty awesome.
Marvel Pinball is awesome. And Alex, you going to come over to my house to play foosball with me?
Yeah, just, hey, address. Yeah, address in the Skype window, and I will be there.
Yes, I don't understand. Like, games like this, pinball, and this, I don't see the enjoyment or excitement, as you will, in playing it in real life.
You won't, because it's a ridiculous idea.
Yeah,
it is pretty crappy.
Well, especially since you can only be logged into your, like, you can't be logged into your PS3 and your Vita at the same time. There's only the one login, so you're not unless you have someone else at your house playing who also wants to play foosball and logs into your PS3 in the PS3 on their account, and then you're on your PS Vita and you want to play again. I mean, it's just that situation will never happen. You know, like, there will never be a time where someone's playing on their PlayStation 3 and you got your Vita and you're like, yo, dude, you want to play some Vita? Like,
let's get down on some foosball.
You know?
Yeah, the two people that buy this game, they're probably going to be both on the PS3.
That's
funny. You know, honestly, I'm going to say right now, I'm probably going to buy this.
Well, it's probably going to, you think it's going to have easy trophies, Tricky? Is that why?
No,
that's
just
why.
Just because I'm actually intrigued on how they're going to play the game with the touchscreen on the Vita.
It comes with an ammo fools table.
The thing I gotta wonder in this game is spinning allowed? Are they barring that?
Well, that's part of the game, so I would assume they're gonna let you.
I gotta warn you. NM, I had a foosball table. If you're going to challenge me, I had a foosball table in my college house. So we played that every single night.
You don't want none of me, son.
I'm telling you, man. It's not going to be the same as you holding those knobs.
You don't want any of me, Alex. I'll tell you right now. The funny thing is, in this article, it says, finally, PS3 players and Vita players can play online matches against each other. And even if you only own one of the devices, you will still be able to play against the people on the other device. So it's pretty safe to say there will always be somebody to play with.
That's... Okay, hold on. So that means if I got the Station 3, I can't play a game with you, Tricky, because I don't own Station 3 and a Vita?
No.
You could play against him, and he could be on his Vita playing against you on your PlayStation 3. That's what it is.
Okay, the way he read it, like, if I don't own both of them, I can't play with the person who got a Vita.
No. It says even if you only owned one of the devices, you will still be able to play against people who play on the other device.
Okay, well, you don't have to say even if you would still be able. I don't think that you'd be able to do it anyway. Why'd they have to put the word you would still be able to?
That they're trying to boast up saying that no matter what system you're on, because the enormous amount of people that are going to buy this game, you're always going to be able to play
it. Game of the year.
Features, Donnie, features.
Fucking game of the century.
You know
this game
$2. I'm gonna laugh if this game comes out and everybody starts going 9s, 10s, Metacritic like 60s and 70s.
I think the world might implode on itself if that happens.
You know, I guarantee you when this game comes out, it's gonna go to number one download on UGG. On that PlayStation,
it had better be the same price as an iPhone app. It better be 99 cents if that's gonna happen.
But you know what's gonna happen with this game? Honestly, in my honest opinion, it's gonna come out. It's gonna come out for $10, and in two months, we're gonna get it for PlayStation Plus.
$15. Just well, because.
I know foosball is better when you're drunk, so it better come with some sort of waterproof cover for my Vita so I don't spill my beer.
I was going to say, it's going to be $15 just because it's very popular in Waterboy. Well, the term.
Maybe they're going to give away. Maybe they're going to give away a free digital copy of the Waterboy.
The term foosball, that devil's foosball.
All right. Anybody here like to be a rap star other than, you know, Donnie, who likes to be a wannabe?
Yo, I ain't no wannabe, Tricky. You better get somewhere before I smack you up you in your face. You see.
I don't want to be an MC or anything. I wouldn't mind being a hype man. Yeah, boy, you know, something like that. Like, I just want to wear a ridiculous coat and have some sort of, you know, exaggerated cane and a, you know, a car made out of a truck, car, and a motorcycle.
You don't have to be an MC to have all those things. I can wear a ridiculous coat outside right now.
Yeah, but I want fans to go crazy over me, but I don't actually want to have to do
any talent.
So you basically you want to be Kim Kardashian.
No, I want to be Flavor Flav, only, you know, minus the STDs and the looks.
No, see, what you want, Pac-Man, you want to be able to get up on stage and scream something ridiculous like Oreos and just have people applaud the shit out of
you. I want to have people, like, literally, you know, fist fighting over me saying Oreos and, like girls just like, I want to have your baby and shit, you know, just because I say Oreos. You know, and you know what? That's not even an unlikely thing. That could happen. It could happen.
Yes, it could. If you believe in magic, it can happen. Anything.
Okay, apparently I made a very good segue that led us away from the topic. All right, Konami and Autumn Games are due in court because apparently they took out a loan to develop Def Jam Rapstar with the total funds of $14 million to make this game.
That's only enough to pay one rapper.
Apparently a part of their agreement was that they were supposed to pay back the City National Bank in the sales of the game because they said that the revenue from the karaoke title would cover the loans. To this day, they still have not paid back one penny, and out of the $15 million that they borrowed, they have now gotten up to a grand total of $13,987,003.15.
Ha! That's your typical rapper not paying taxes.
And Def Jam just cannot keep their shit straight for longer than a year or two at a time.
At a time.
Well, seriously, man. I mean, that it's just shameful.
But to $14 million what boggles my mind is that Konami and Autumn Games thought that this game was going to cover $14 million in sales.
No. What's crazy is Kingdoms of Amalur borrowed $75 million, and they can't pay it back.
Yeah, that is pretty.
Funny. That's crazy. That's some crazy shit. Especially no, when if you you're think if the Major League Baseball millionaire was behind the company, and they still can't pay the bills.
No, if you're trying to break even with a new IP and you have to sell 3 million copies of that game to break even, that's Kingdoms of Amalur. There's something wrong with your priorities there. You should not. I mean, that's
But at least that game had there was at least a slim possibility because they did have R.A. Salvatore and Todd McFarlane behind it. But Def Jam, it's Def Jam.
That right?
Who would be investing in that idea? Like, this game is gonna make tons of money. Let's put a whole bunch of second league rap stars and old songs that we're gonna have to edit down so they can't say F or the N word, like, which basically makes listening to rap music retarded.
So it's, I mean, maybe they wanted to be able to play it in like a Boy Scout troop.
It's just messed up, you know. Like there's a here in Canada, when in province where I'm from, New Brunswick, there's actually a hip hop station, but until midnight, it's an edited hip hop station. So literally, you're listening to the radio and there's pauses because they don't even put in a sound effect. So just pause.
Pause
for everything. It's brutal, you know. Like, whoever thought that was gonna make money is just crazy.
It's kind of like an MP3 player skipping.
That makes me think that there's like a bingo hall next door.
Like, it would, and the worst thing is they could just play hip hop that doesn't have a lot of swearing in it, because that does exist. But no, they're like, let's play Snoop Dogg and N.W.A., which there's no point in playing that stuff, you know. Mind you, they play Soulja Boy and he swears, but no one pays attention because no one understands the crap.
No one's even listening to the song anyway.
Yeah, no one's like, man, this doesn't make any sense anyway. No one cares.
You.
<That's> Superman. move it on from terrible investments in hip hop.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do we need to keep talking about this?
You. I don't think we need to. If we do, Donnie's just gonna keep sitting there saying you.
You.
All right. That is gonna bring us to the end of the show. But I do have an announcement, gentlemen. We actually had two people call in this week, which is
amazing.
Wait, did either of them impersonate me?
No, they both did impressions of me.
Why the hell do I care
both
then?
Both of them rocks.
Well, feed my ego.
All right.
I like the first one.
All right.
Were they good?
Well, I'm going to play the first one. Donnie, you're going to have to actually cut this part out of the show and put the real MP3 in.
I'm a good editor. You don't have to say that.
All right, here we go.
I got this.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Neil from ProvenGamer.com. You may have heard of us. We're becoming a pretty big website, but nowhere near as big as Tricky Mix Ego. Alex, it's a pleasure as always. Donnie and his money team slapping him in the face. Anybody that looks at his channel on YouTube should get that reference. Candace, I hope that you're back on episode 70 or 71 and future episodes, because you're definitely a welcome change for bringing your clams to the sausage fest that is Trophy Horse. I just wanted to throw out my impression of Tricky Vic real quick. I know I'm probably not eligible for this contest, but what the hell, here it is. All right, you guys ready? Listen carefully now.
With bated breath.
Cricket.
And that's my impression of Tricky Mick, because he's hardly ever on the damn show anymore. I think you guys would agree with that. I also wanted to say something about Genova Chin and his comment regarding there being more artistic games on the PlayStation 3 compared to the Xbox 360 and the Wii.
Yeah.
I'm inclined to agree with that. Because if you look at it, there is a more robust variety of these artistic games. You got your Flow, you got your Flower, you got your Journey, you got Datura, you got Dyad, which is going to be coming out pretty soon. But if you look at the Xbox 360 demographic, what do you see the most? You see your Gears of War, your Halos, your Call of Duties, your Fable. Not to say that Fable isn't a somewhat artsy game, but that's my point right there. Those games are more popular on the 360 as opposed to the PlayStation Network's games. Anytime that you go into those downloaded charts, whatever the hell they call them, top downloads, you see a lot of these artistic games on that list. And, you know, there's more coming every week. I don't know if you guys heard of Binding of Isaac, but I've heard from multiple sources that's another game that's going to be coming to the PS3. If you haven't heard of Binding of Isaac, what are you doing? Get on your computer. Look it up. Anyway, that's enough time for me. Peace out. Keep up the good work.
All right, gentlemen. That was Neo. And I opened the floor to your comments.
Should we just invite this guy to the topic? Because he was on for a long time.
That was a 3-minute voicemail.
So, but he was basically arguing that PlayStation's got the thing on lock when it comes to the really artsy taking risk games. Is that what he's saying?
That's what I believe he's saying. Yeah.
I'll believe that. You know, because there are some artistic games on the 360, but he's got a point. And the PlayStation 3 is just better.
You said it, boy.
I wouldn't expect to hear anything less on this podcast.
Yeah, who would have thought? Right? Yeah.
All right. Listeners.
It was a really good impression. I'll say that.
Well.
Yeah.
I was going to say, listeners, we have yet another impression of me. So now I'm going to have to play this one through iTunes. So I don't know how well this is going to come out. Again, Donnie, you're going to have to edit into the real version.
Once again, you said it.
Well, I'm more or less saying it so you have, like, an audio cue.
Hey, everyone. Tricky Mick here. just wanted to give you guys a quick bio of myself for all our new listeners. I, of course, am Tricky Mick, co-founder of Proven Gamer and the Trophy Horse Podcast, which I am a host of. Well, was a host. Heck, I'm hardly on that show anymore. I'm a huge PS3 fanboy and trophy hoarder. I play tons of kiddie games to get easy platinums to try and catch up with Donnie, though I'll never be as good as him. I am also the best at DCUO. You can find me saving the world as Garbage Man. In closing, be sure to check out our site and our podcast. Plus, be sure to check out all of my many articles I've never written. Well, fellas, that was absolutely the worst impersonation ever, but I thought I'd give it a whirl. I yield to no one, and I hope I'm a winner. Later.
Give this man a Vita.
Dude, that was scathing and hilarious, dude.
That wasn't even close to me.
It wasn't close to you. It wasn't close to you, but everything he said was so true.
why is everyone gonna?
It was. It was like listening to like the Biography Channel or something.
Why is everybody gonna crack that I'm not on the show anymore?
Do you really have to answer that?
Unless you change your name to Candace, you ain't been on the show as much anymore.
Candace has been 2 episodes. What? No, wait, 3 episodes.
But they've been like the last 3 episodes.
This is my 3rd week in a row. I've matched what she's done.
You matching yourself.
Except the other everybody wants her back on.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm just joking with you, Tricky. Oh, don't take it to heart.
Don't. It's not a joke. They do want her on. I've gotten several tweets saying, Tricky, you should just leave and hire Candace in your spot.
Oh.
That's straight up harsh. I want both.
Yes, that is.
Want both. But as far as the contest goes, Neo, unfortunately, you are a staff member, so you are not eligible, although it was an awesome impression of me. Yield, right now...
We don't want you. Nah.
Yield is winning by default, but as Yield knows, he's automatically disqualified from any Proven Gamer contest because he likes to tweet me pictures of spiders. He's automatically disqualified. I'm just
kidding. Oh, wait.
So how long are you planning to hold on to this Vita for, gosh?
Well... That's the announcement I have to make about this contest. I have to extend the deadline.
The announcement is that I'm coming to your place right now to steal it.
The contest does have to get extended again because, like a dumbass, when we were putting the phone number onto the post on the website, we reversed 2 numbers, so people were actually trying to call in and were getting some sex line.
Whoa!
And leaving their voice on a sex line. So everybody that called in and left their voicemails, we did not get them, and they call in to the correct number. Yes.
Oh my goodness! Let the record show that I have been saying it right on the show.
Donnie has been saying it right on the show, but it was listed wrong in the post on the site. So I'm going to extend the contest again. It was actually supposed to end this last week. So, Yield, if we had not messed up, you would have won by default.
You just crushed the man.
That is funny.
But we have to extend the contest again. So,
which is good, because now I'm entering this bitch.
Now that I know there's a contest.
The contest will now end June 21st. You have to have your call in by June 21st. By 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This way we can have all of the voicemails come out on the next week's episode, and hopefully we will announce our winner on July 2nd.
Now, is this June 21st, 2013?
2012.
Oh.
Is this 5 a.m.?
No, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pac-Man, you are more than eligible to enter the contest. It is for a 3G version.
Oh, dude. Because, man, I every time I get close enough to getting a Vita, I have to spend the money on something else. And then a game that's only $50 is around, so I grab that instead. I just don't know if I can... Unless I win the lottery or my health gets really good, I'm not going to have that money to buy a Vita. So I might just spend this time and get really good at tweaking audio and find some way to maybe steal your soul or something and do a good impression.
All right. Donnie, do we have any sponsors?
Yes, we do.
Amazon! I had to let him do it.
We love it. It has to be done every week.
All right. So, Alex, how does Amazon work?
All right. So, basically, Amazon is this big online marketplace where you buy stuff.
Really?
It's pretty awesome. They ship it to you, too. You get free shipping, too, for orders over $25. Isn't that awesome?
I think
that's... Or if you're a Plus member. I'm a Plus member. I get free two-day shipping on anything.
Wait. Rain?
All right.
It's not Plus. It's Prime.
Oh, yeah, Prime. My bad. I'm a Plus member, too, though. PlayStation Plus, Amazon Prime. I got it all. All
right. So basically how you guys can help us out is on the front page of the Prove It Gamer website, you have a link to Amazon. Now, we know you already shop at Amazon because, let's be honest, everyone shops at Amazon because it's awesome. So you just go and you click that link, and then you just do your shopping as normal. That helps us out, and we really appreciate it. Simple as that.
That's very simple.
That is pretty simple.
It is. All right.
It's idiot-proof, really.
Yeah. Now that you said that, someone's going to prove you wrong.
Somebody's going to come back and go, I can't get the Amazon link to work.
Do not let me down, humanity, please. Not on this.
Do you have to purchase something from Amazon, or is it just for every link that gets clicked from your site?
Well, all right. The way it works is you come to our site first, you click on the link, you go to Amazon. You don't have to buy the product that's being advertised on our site.
But you got to buy something.
Well, yes. Once you click the link, you could do your normal shopping.
You could go buy Puss in Boots, you know, for the PS3 if you wanted to.
Yes.
For the Antonio Banderas.
And once you complete that purchase, we get a small cut of it.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
Hold on, wait. Can you repeat that?
No. Be sure to go to Proven Gamer and listen to our other podcasts. We have Reset Gamer, PG Spoilers, well, whenever we do one, DC Hero Show, who is saving the world one podcast at a time, and our newest show, Gamer Introduced, which is a really good show, guys. Go listen to it. Rain, you're going to be on episode what?
Nine. Episode nine. You got to listen to that one.
Nine.
No. They got to listen to episode five.
Yeah, that one too.
Really listen to the next three episodes.
Well, you really got to listen to episode four when they talk to Shiny Milburns and he explains.
Oh, that one was crazy.
His love of pineapples.
That one was.
You know
nuts.
What? Let's just go ahead and say you should listen to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're all like 30 minutes long. It doesn't take much time either day, and they are really entertaining.
Also, go to the forums and join up. Be active in the forums. We're going to try to do some special promotions in there, including our gamer nights, and which I think they started a Starhawk Saturdays.
Yeah, I'm pretty, I think I saw someone tweet me that, so I'm pretty sure Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern onwards or something.
I believe so.
Which is probably going to mean that the BRB gamer night is going to blend with the PG gamer night.
That's perfectly
so
awesome.
So we can get, you know, closer to that 32 cap.
Maybe we'll have to have like a grudge match. BRB versus PG.
Well, this is our first game right with the game, so I gotta get my team together first.
Oh, you're backing out already. I see how it is.
Well, man, I can take you guys all on myself. I just want to make it fair.
Oh, okay. I got you. You need to bring out some weaker players so you have at least of a handicap, right?
Yeah. You know, someone to bring my score down.
Some team kills.
Also, go on to Twitter. You can find all our personal Twitter pages. Mine's at Tricky Mick, Donnie's at Young Twist, Alex is at Saundersaurus Rex. Did I say that right?
Saundersaurus Rex.
There you go. I'm not even going to ask you to spell it. Rain, you have a Twitter page?
It's at NM Rain.
And Pac-Man's at?
Pac-Man. Polar Bear.
At Pac-Man Polar Bear. Also,
like we were talking about, Pac-Man is probably one of the easiest people to track down on the internet.
I wonder if you Google Pac-Man Polar Bear, how many things of Google pages come up with just his name.
Quite a bit, actually. Not that I Google myself often.
Also, go on to Facebook, find Proven Gamer, and please hit that like button. If you are a PC player, there is a Steam group, Proven Gamer. Please go on that. Hard Rock heads that up. If you find yourself on YouTube, please search Official Proven Gamer, in which they just uploaded a video of Hard Rock, I Yield to No One, who was disqualified from the contest, and Philosophy from the DCO show, all doing a roundtable discussion on why they play Starhawk. Also, please go to iTunes, leave a rating and a comment on the shows. We appreciate any feedback you have. All of our editors, including Donnie, appreciate any feedback you give them. They do a lot of hard work, and they deserve any praise or disappointment you want to give them.
Including Donnie.
Including Donnie. Because Donnie, you know, you have been doing a good job with the edits of Trophy Horse since you've taken over the duties.
You took over the duty.
I sound surprisingly good every week, Donnie. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And Donnie, what number do they call if they want to enter the contest or leave us a voicemail?
You will want to call, and this will be the right number, 330-PROVEN-9, which is 330-776-8369.
Also, as far as the contest goes, we do realize we have international listeners, and we are not going to make you call internationally to enter the contest. For our international listeners, if you want to enter the contest, you can record an MP3 and mail it to trophyhorrors@provengamer.com. But again, that is only for our international listeners. Everybody else has to call the phone number.
How do you know who international or not?
Because I can check their IP addresses and see where it came from.
That's a lot of work.
Nah, not really.
Oh, someone's a member of the cyber police.
you're talking to a former computer hacker.
Before we go, I do want to thank our two guests for coming on such short notice. NM Rain and Pac-Man, thank you guys for coming and joining us.
Anytime. It's always a blast. I'm just here for Donnie.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, everyone's always here for Donnie.
Well, the last time you were on the show, I think it was episode 7.
It was a long time ago. Yeah, like I was on right when the show started.
Yeah, and you were very impressed with Donnie's rapping.
Man, skills is skills.
That's how we always open.
And in comparison to the stuff that I've done drunkenly once or twice when I was a teenager, everything sounds amazing.
All right. Before we actually close out the show, let's do our shout outs. Let's start with Pac-Man. Do you have any shout outs, Pac-Man?
I would just like to give a shout out to everyone from the Big Red Barrel community, everyone from the Proven Gamer community, especially since those communities are so interconnected. All the people who I've been having some medical problems, so a lot of people on Twitter and those from both communities and PSN lists have been really, really quite nice, and people have even sent me some gifts. So like, thank you to all those people, because that's the kind of cool stuff that makes people need to rethink how your friends on the internet are. It's not like the evil creepy thing that it was 20 years ago.
All the time.
I mean, it is sometimes. It's still some creepy people.
Don, do you have any shout-outs?
It is everybody who continue listening to the show. Everyone who loves the edit jobs I'm doing, man. Yeah, I'm having fun, and I'm going to put some more out there as long as we keep making shows.
And
I'm up for hire, too.
And just do me a favor. Tell our listeners it wasn't me that put the theme song in last week. That was actually you.
You're talking the song that doesn't end? That's got to go.
No, I'm talking about my theme song, Run DMC.
I joked around and said
I was going to put it in the show after Donnie gave me the edit, and I didn't do it because Donnie had already done it.
No, look, he put it in there. I scratched it out.
Yeah.
I think I willed it in there with my telepathy.
It just saw it coming.
Alex, you have any shout-outs?
You know what? I'm going to be boring. I'm just going to say thank you to all our listeners, and just always, as always, just a shout out to everybody at BRB, the staff, the community, and once again, thanks to our guests for coming on.
All right. And Rain, do you have any shout outs?
Yeah, I'd like to extend the shout out as well from the BRB community, Improving Gamer. Second time on a podcast. I really enjoyed it. I'd also like to shout out, there's a little site called Joypad and Me, which is another one of those spin-off websites that comes from the communities that we're all members of, started by Jedi Junkie. Also, Darth Nut Clinch, Carbossi 92, and Wellbeing Osteo. Those guys are on the other side of in Europe, and they've invited me to write for their website, so you guys can check it out. It's joypadandme.com.
I'm sorry. That's good, but Darth Nut.
Darth Nut Clinch. Yeah,
the only thing that Donnie heard of that entire spiel
that's
when was
Donnie stopped listening. And he waited until Rain was done just to make his copy. He's like, I have to remember this.
That's got to be one of the best screen names ever, though, honestly.
No, I think Titanic's friend has the best one. His was his friend's name was Shitty Bang Bang.
Wow.
Yeah, but sooner or later, there's going to be situations where you can't use that name.
He's already been banned off of Xbox.
I think I like your mother's boyfriend.
Your mother's boyfriend?
Yeah.
All right, and I want
to... listen to G.I.
And I want to give a shout-out to every staff member on Proven Gamer. You guys do an excellent job, and without you guys, the site would not be as successful as it is right now. I want to give a shout-out to everybody in the BRB community. You know, anybody that's a longtime fan of Trophy Horrors knows that we came from that community. That's where we got our start. And we can't forget you guys. You guys are great.
Listen to the opening theme song, baby.
I will say that I am currently in the process of trying to release our three episodes that were the community cast. I am trying to get those. Hopefully, if all works out, that you'll be hearing them shortly after you hear this episode. And one other shout out, I want to give a shout out to Rebeville. You guys have been tremendous in helping me lately, and I can't thank you guys enough. So, guys, if there is nothing else, until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Peace out.
Stay frosty, everybody.
Later.
Later, guys.
Yoo!